Billy Taylor is retiring from public performance this week. Over the span of 7 decades, he has entertained, educated, and exposed more people to jazz than any single person since, well, maybe Louis Armstrong. Through his jazz compositions, symphonic works, community programs, television appearances, and his shows right here on NPR, Dr. Billy Taylor has been an ambassador for jazz. He has enough accolades to commemorate nearly all of those years of music. Most recently, at the age of 83, he accepted a 2005 Trustees Grammy Award. But a musician is best known by the company he keeps. And Dr. Taylor has kept company with the best: Billie Holiday, Ben Webster, Benny Goodman, Count Basie, Dizzy Gillespie, Art Tatum, Pachito, and even the aforementioned Louis Armstrong. Dr. Taylor will continue as the artistic advisor for jazz at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and we join him there. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, it's nice to see you. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Now, may I ask, why did you choose this moment to retire from the stage?
Actually, I decided back in the fall. I was in Paris with my wife, and I was accepting an award from the UN. And, you know, I realized that I'm not spending as much time as I would like to with my wife. And all I'm doing is just getting ready to go into the same things that I should be retiring from. And I announced it on the spur of the moment. No one knew it. She didn't know it. No one would know it. But I really mean it. I think I'm going to hang it up for now and do some work with the things that I really love in education and in music and some of the programs that I've been very close to.
The story goes that when you first hit New York, I think the story has it on your first day, you were playing with Ben Webster, the saxophonist?
No, actually, what happened, I went to a jam session at Minton's. After I had sat there for quite a while, they invited me up, and it was almost the end of the evening. Mm-hmm. And so I sat down and I played, and the bandstand was full of people jamming. And Ben Webster came in. He was one of my favorites. I had seen him here in Washington with the Duke Ellington Band and loved him always, to the extent that I one time wanted to play the tenor saxophone. But here he was in person, and I'm playing, and I see this guy. And he comes over and stands by the piano and listens, kind of watches me. I didn't know at that time, Ben, when he was younger, was a pianist. Mm-hmm. And so he was really looking to see what I was doing. After the set was over, he asked me who I was and what I was doing, and I told him I just got in town and so forth, and I was going to look around a little bit. He said, well, I'm looking for a pianist. He said, that's one of the reasons I came to this jam session. I want to see who was around, you know. And he said, come, I like what little I heard, because all these guys on the bandstand, I couldn't tell very much. But why don't you come down to the Three Deuces where I'm working and, you know, play with my group, and we'll see what happens. It was just like, you know, in my mother's rocking chair. These guys were so comfortable, man. And so I just felt comfortable playing for Ben. I got the job.
What was the New York jazz scene like in the 1940s?
In the 40s, it was wonderful. This is wartime, so yeah. Many of the musicians were away in service. But the people who were playing were all over the place. For instance, in New York City alone, you had one large group of people in Harlem. You had another large group of people in Midtown on 52nd Street. Another large group of people in the village. And that's only in Manhattan. I mean, we haven't even gotten to the other four boroughs in New York. There were theaters. There were nightclubs. There were private parties, dances. And so it was just a lot going on.
You're retiring from performance at the same time you're releasing a CD compilation of your own compositions.
Yeah.
I'd say the most famous is I Wish I Knew How It Felt to Be Free.
Unquestionably, yeah.
Can we hear a little?
Sure. Thank you.
That's just wonderful.
Thank you.
So where's that song come from in you?
That came from my daughter was in school, and she came home one day, and she was singing and clapping on, you know, on 1 and 3, and that's forbidden in jazz. You don't do that. You clap on 2 and 4. You know, yeah. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things I teach the students when I'm using young kids. You know, yeah. So I say, okay, you pat your foot on 1 and 3 and clap your hands on 2 and 4 like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, so that was my well. I was trying to pass this on to my daughter at an early stage, and in trying to show her what I was mm-hmm. talking about, I went to the piano and did this, and I played the first part of this, and I said, that sounds pretty good.
Is there a party that'll miss performing?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I already miss doing the kinds of things I do with my trio, because we travel all over the place, and we did a lot of things. The two men who work with me have been with me for many years now, and they really are Winard Harper and one of the problems with having a stroke that is the names that I know best I stumble over, unfortunately. because I'm trying to say something special about someone who's special to me. And the idea of having musicians like the musicians who work with me is I'm lucky, I'm blessed. And so I'm trying to do for them what was done for me by Art Tatum and by Ben Webster and by Joe Jones and Eddie South and countless other musicians. And I'm trying to pass it on.
Yeah. You mentioned almost offhandedly having a stroke. You did have a stroke a couple of years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago, yeah. I'm really fortunate. I am nowhere near being able to do what I could do before I had the stroke. But I was blessed with the fact that it was slight enough so I can go back to the piano, and I can do just about everything I could do before. I do it slower, but I can do it. And I feel blessed in that I can still play something that people will enjoy and share my love for music with them.
Billy, it's been wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Billy Taylor, speaking with us at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. He played his last public concert last night. His new CD is called Taylor Made at the Kennedy Center.